Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mayberry's View. We're sitting out on the porch. I know in the background you'll probably hear the train running by in the distance. There he blows. This one's coming from the west, heading east. You can probably hear the crickets in the background too. That's what it's like in Mayberry's View. Taking a look out at the world, sure does seem like somebody wants to start a world war. I sure hope they don't get her done, because I don't think it'll be a very good thing for any of us. But unfortunately, somebody will make money somehow. And if they think they can, then they'll do it. But anyway, they've been talking about that since the first bomb went off, and no more have gone off since, so hopefully they'll keep to their senses and not decide to drop one. But God, it sure does scare a guy, doesn't it? Even from out here in Mayberry's View. I live in a pretty small town. Middle of nowhere, you gotta drive a long time to get here. But a nuclear shockwave would travel all this distance too. And me and my friends who are of a certain age, same age as me, we all talk and we are firmly convinced that we live through the best times. I don't know if I've said it on this show before, but it may very well be. My dad went to a old thrasher's bee. That's where they bring out all the old tractors from. The kind of tractors that didn't have rubber wheels yet. And they used them to thrash the grain. Thus the name. But it's real old-timey, and people go down there and dress up in old-timey stuff and have old-timey string bands play. And it's just a interesting little spectacle of Americana. I have no idea how loud that train is in the background. She's really rolling. Right now, the feels like the train's about in the center of where I'm sitting, and the front of the train where the whistle is off to the east of me now. Pretty soon it'll be fading out of the distance. Today is September 16th, it's about 55 degrees right now. Pretty darn cool. I used to live in Texas, in Houston, Texas, and it was a lot warmer down there in September, I gotta tell you. Still is, as far as I know. Yeah, you can hear that train whistle. I can see it on the... VU meter they provide for recording these shows. Well, you've heard me yawn twice now, so you can tell it's kind of late at night. I'm getting kind of tired. I just do these views from Mayberry's View just to try and give you something to listen to that's a little quieter, a little slower, a little slower paced. And there the train goes, off to the east. Wonder what they're taking there. Probably cattle to the stockyards in Chicago. But I don't know. I'll never know for sure. It's funny how life is like that. There's a lot of things you'll just never know. Even if you're interested and you wanted to go find out. Talk to you next time.